This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Hi everyone, it's Valonda here. We are releasing this special one-off thing, I guess, thanks to all of the Patreon donations we've had. We hit $300 fairly recently, and we said that when we did, that we would do some audio dramas and that we would produce this song, the Dravos song, as performed by Travis. He performed it, he wrote the music, he done most of the singing, almost all the production on it. So hang about afterwards for a trailer for his new show, which is coming out. But we really want to say thank you. Once, firstly, to him. And secondly, thank you so much to all the patrons who actually made this song possible. And I hope it tides you over until we've actually managed to produce our audio dramas. Because, well, we got three coming in a very short amount of time. And they take quite a lot of time to produce. So please enjoy. It was a hoot to make. And even more funny for us to actually listen to. So enjoy.
Who does she think she is? That girl has tangled with the wrong dwarf. No one says no to Dravos.
Darn right.
Robbed, thunder-waved, thrown down a hole. Why, it's more than I can bear.
More beer then?
What for? Nothing helps. I'm disgraced.
Who, you? Never. Dravos, you gotta pull yourself together. Gotta squeak in my throat. Hold on a second.
Gosh, it disturbs me to see you, Dravos, looking so down in the dumps. Every guy here'd love to be a Dravos, even when taking your lumps. There's no man in the gang quite admired as you. You're everyone's favorite guy. Everyone's awed and inspired by you, and it's not very hard to see why. No one's quick as Dravos, no one's slick as Dravos, no one's mind as incredibly sick as Dravos, for there's no guy in gang quite as sneaky. Perfect, a pure double one. You can ask any Neil Archer Casey, they'll tell you whose gang they prefer to be on. No one's been like Dravos, a kingpin like Dravos, no one has got quite a mean streak like Dravos.
As a lone shark, yes, I'm intimidated.
My what a guy that Dravos. Give 5 hurrahs, give 12 hip hips. Dravos the best and the rest is all drips. No one jabs like Dravos, no one scraps like Dravos. In a big epic fight, no one stabs like Dravos. For there's no one as surely and manly.
And you see, I've got minions to waste.
Not a bit of him won't split whole families.
That's right. And every last enemy's been turned to piss.
No one steals like Dravos, no one kills like Dravos. In a tavern brawl fight, no one heals like Dravos.
I'm especially good at regenerating.
10 points for Dravos.
When I was a lad, I stole 4 dozen eggs every morning to help me get fast. And now I can roll over 5 dozen dice, cause my sneak attack skills are so boss.
We all root for Dravos, there's no brute like Dravos, who goes tromping around wielding swords like Dravos.
I use rapiers when I am intimidated.
Why, what a guy that Dravos.
Okay, the voice is done now, no more singing, we're done.
What do you think you'll find there?
New things. New sky. new life.
Will you ever come back?
Something's wrong. Status of the Bifrost?
There are significant malfunctions across the Bifrost. Simple functions and vital functions are lost. Vast Horizon.
Anna Sheridan, New York Times best-selling author of supernatural horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken? Or did I turn to the time passage?
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
To save yourself.
Of course.
What else would it be?
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.